Team USA's opponent in Sunday's Women's World Cup Championship will be Japan. The defending tournament champions beat England 2-1 on an own goal by England's Laura Bassett last night and now head to Vancouver for a rematch of the title match 4 years ago won by Japan on penalty kicks. In baseball in the American League, Toronto topped Boston 11-2. The Yankees beat the Angels 3-1. In the National League, the Cubs blanked the Mets 2-0 in 11 innings. Milwaukee bested Philadelphia 9-5. In interleague play, Pittsburgh tripled up Detroit 9-3. On the first day of NBA free agency, All-Star forward Kevin Love has announced he's returning to Cleveland next season. A person with knowledge of the agreement says that Love will get a 5-year max contract worth more than $110 million. Anthony Davis is staying with the New Orleans Pelicans. The agreement is reportedly for 5 years and is said to be worth more than $140 million. Former Buffalo Bills and New England Patriots linebacker Brandon Spikes has pleaded guilty in a hit-and-run crash that injured 3 people and will serve a year of probation. Glenn Sather is stepping down as the general manager of the New York Rangers and is being replaced by longtime assistant Jeff Gorton. Sather has been in charge of the Rangers since 2000. Sather says he will remain as the Rangers president. Men's top seed Novak Djokovic has advanced to the third round at Wimbledon with a straight sets win over Jarkko Niemelä. Women's number one Serena Williams won her second round match with a straight sets win.